I call to order the meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, special meeting board of school trustees, Wednesday, January 20th, 2010. And I'd like to get a motion to approve the agenda for the January 20th, 2010 special meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, second by Mrs. Roush. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes. And I'll have an approval of minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees, January 6, 2010. I think Helen did send those back out today or after my... Okay. I did look at them pretty closely yet last night, but I'd like to get a motion for approval.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer. Second by Mr. Burnett. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Approval of the minutes of the annual Board of Finance meeting, January 6, 2010. No enclosure. Should have that in your packet as well. Move approval.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Roush.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Springer. Discussion. I could have asked for discussion the last time, too, but I didn't.
Don't worry.
I'm no Mrs. Sauter. But I wake up every morning knowing that. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed after? Okay, the motion passes. Communication from the audience, current agenda items, a big blank sheet. So anybody else? Amy, would you like to make any words of wisdom?
Mm-hmm. Not right now. For me?
Yeah. We'll table it for later. Okay. Hearing none, unfinished business. None. New business, the QSCB update. Dr. Killian?
Yes, we have received our funding finally, and Kent and Dan are here to talk about some things we need to do to move this forward so that we can start working on the boilers system. And so I'll have them present to you some information with regards to the contract for us to move forward with boilers. So Kent and Dan.
Thank you, Rocky. In your packets, you should have a copy of the EP engineering proposal. Yeah. And Dan and I have worked this through with them back and forth several times, getting it pretty tight, and we would recommend it to you. If you have any questions, let me know.
The purpose of this is to help us to begin engineering the boiler system. We have to have an engineer stamp. We need to get this process started now, ASAP, so that our hope is that we can get these things installed over the summer when school's out, so that these things are up and running ready for the fall. Did I capture that correctly? So I'm making a recommendation that we approve this so that we can move forward with the QSAB project of energy efficiency. And once these boilers get in, I think this will really drive down some utility costs. And Dan and Kent are going to monitor that for us and keep track of how well we're doing with saving energy consumption through these step boilers, however you call it.
Get a motion to move forward with the QSAB project as outlined. Should it be?
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Roush.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Anderson. Any discussion, further discussion on the issue?
I have a question. When we start going ahead with this, so do these boilers go in the same position the old ones are in? Is there going to be a period of time when we don't have hot water, or is this...
No, we have two boilers at the high school, two boilers at Cumberland.
Yeah.
One of them is coming out.
Okay.
And then the sequential boilers are going in place.
I see. Yeah, okay.
But and it all has to be reformed and all that.
Mm-hmm. And these boilers will be more efficient boilers, and when we start these up, we're not only looking just at the boilers, but the pumping system and everything else, to make sure that those are commissioned and operating correctly, and we look at the the control system, how it all ties in, and upgrading that, but making sure that's correct using best information. And it should also have the energy, so it all ties in.
And the next step after this is upgrading the energy management system for the entire building, not just the building.
We're really pushing on this because we understand that this is where you want us to be. Mm-hmm. So a week from tomorrow, we have a session to get that second step under discussion and underway, and we will be back to you with that. But that's another day.
Next phase. Gotcha.
I do appreciate Kim and Dan. They've put in a lot of time and effort and working with Larry and his crew. And I really think that this is going to be beneficial long-term for us as we drive down energy costs through this full commissioning and getting everything connected to it so that they work together.
And I would like to make just a comment. I was watching it here a moment ago. I think what you're seeing is that we are working as a team and with Rocky, and I think that's how we're going to get this thing done and done right. So I think that's a key piece here, is that there's a team working on it.
That's excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Motion on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
On behalf of the board.
Waiting so long for us to come out of the executive session.
Yeah.
They were here when I got here.
Yeah.
No question.
I kind of gave them an early time.
Dr. Killian, on the WVEC grant.
We are the LEA for WVEC, as you might recall, and WVEC periodically will need to apply for some grants, and being that we are the LEA of WVEC, Dr. Roush is looking at doing a grant, which I described in the executive summary, and we just need to give him permission to apply for the grant. There's no cost incurred by our school district. He just needs approval from our board that says we give him permission to apply for grants to help WVEC. And so I'm recommending your approval of this grant for the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Rural Utility Service grant.
Okay. Do we need to give a full permission to apply for additionals or just this grant as well?
We were thinking about whether or not we wanted to give them just an open policy, but we think that because we are the LEA, each grant application that he's interested in pursuing, we should have in our minutes to show that we gave them permission to pursue it.
Okay, well, I need a motion then to give permission to Dr. Roush to apply for this specific grant.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Any additional conversation? Question? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Thank you. Connie, you want to talk about the chiller maintenance agreement?
Yes.
Please.
Larry Wood has requested renewal of a maintenance agreement with McQuay Air Conditioning Service. The rate for this service they did last year was $14,124 payable quarterly. It's the exact same maintenance agreement we had last year. No changes to the price or the services. Repairs are in addition to the cost of the service, though, if there are any repairs needed. So I recommend your approval of this to keep our chillers in good operating condition.
So the recommendation, the motion to move approval of chiller maintenance agreement.
So moved.
So moved by Mr. Grenette.
Second.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Roush. Any additional questions, comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And all opposed, none. Motion carries. Connie, how about the Happy Hollow Elementary School change orders, Exhibit B1 and D2?
Yeah. Last week I received a request to have two change orders approved. These are related to construction work at Happy Hollow. I understand the work has already been done. One is an increase, the other is a decrease. I like the decrease part better than the increase. There was additional work that was required due to storm sewers and sanitary sewer connections from the building that increased the cost of the project. We need to approve these in order to proceed with the process of construction.
Can you move approval for a Happy Hollow Elementary School change orders?
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Roush.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Springer. Discussion?
How far along are we in the project in terms of its percentage completion?
Lefty, do you know how far along?
Well, they don't do that. They go through, like, at the end of that construction meeting day, today they hope to finish all of 100% of the outside block wall. I would say they're probably 2 to 3 weeks behind because of the weather we've had, but believe it or not, the weather we've had here the past few days has been tremendous, 75 and sunshine, relatively speaking, so they are hoping to have it dry, which means a roof over by this coming a week from today. And so starting Monday, there are going to be a lot of the trades in and a lot of the inside work will then begin, and John is hoping to pick up the pace and make up over the next month that 2 to 3 weeks that they're behind. And we're not able to do that. It's just, you know, if we get freezing rain or whatever and they can't get to work, and, you know, that sets it back a bit. But we're getting close to the point where weather is going to be on less of a factor.
Any additional questions or discussion? All in favor of the motion for the Happy Hollow Elementary School change orders? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Connie, but the escrow agreement, this is an addition to your packet, D3, Happy Hollow Construction Project.
The general contractor has requested that an escrow account be established for the retainage on the Happy Hollow project. We have not had one in recent years, but I think the high school chiller project was the last time we had an escrow account. Generally, we like to place the escrow. The contractor had requested a Fort Wayne bank do it, so it took a while going back and forth to get an agreement on where we were going to have the escrow and where it was going to be. So Lafayette Bank and Trust will provide the service at no charge. We've previously held construction escrows at Lafayette Bank and Trust. The contractor is in agreement with that. Basically, we will place 5% of each total payment submission in escrow that's deducted from their payment, and it's a routine thing to do. With the last construction project, we just kept the money in our own bank account. We did not set up an escrow because it was not requested by the contractor. So it's pretty routine. Mr. Marley could attest to the fact that these are set up all the time.
Yep.
And we do not release the escrow. We are the ones that control the release of the escrow until the project is complete and we're satisfied that all issues have been dealt with that we're aware of. So I request approval to proceed with establishment of this account.
Okay, we need a motion. We have a motion to approve the escrow agreement.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Burnett, second by Mrs. Anderson. Any additional discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. And motion carries. Connie, the IRS mileage rate for 2010.
This year it went down a half cent. We were at the 50.5 cents last year. I recommend we can't go at that level this year, but I recommend we stay with the IRS rate, which is an even 50 cents per mile reimbursement for school business travel for 2010. Recommend your approval of that mileage reimbursement rate.
A motion to approve the IRS mileage rate for 2010.
Move approval.
By Mrs. Rouse.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Any additional discussion? Okay. All in favor? Please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And none. Motion carries. Acceptance of donation from Round the Fountain Art Fair. Connie?
We received a $1,500 gift from Around the Fountain Art Fair. This goes to the art department to be used as they see fit. It goes into a special fund, so it doesn't go into the general fund. It's like a handled similar to a grant. It's in a fund that's only used for that purpose. So I recommend you accept that kind donation.
They've been doing this for
a long time.
Yeah.
A long, long time.
Motion to accept money, as Mrs. Slaughter would say.
We'll take their money. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend
it. Get your call.
Move approval.
Second.
Mrs. Springer, second by Mrs. Roush. Any additional discussion?
Yeah, they do this. It's nice that the Round the Fountain makes a donation to all the area high schools.
Mm-hmm. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Thank you. Motion carries. Request for overnight field trip. Rocky, you're ahead of the game here.
Yes, we're staying ahead this year so far. The debate team would like to go to Ben Davis on February 5th, leaving at 1:30, returning Saturday, February 6th at 11 p.m., 24 students, and we wish them great success.
A late debating hour.
Yep. Good group.
Move approval for the request for the overnight field trip.
So moved.
By Mrs. Anderson. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Any additional discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Make him go. Request for an overnight field trip is approved. Information to the board. I have none. Personnel report.
Replaces the personnel report and makes a recommendation that the few names listed be approved.
Moved
for approval by Mrs. Springer. Second. Mrs. Anderson. I'm not hearing something. All right. Okay. Mr. Grinnett. Second.
Lips are sealed.
Okay. No part of that personnel report. Second by Mr. Grinnett. Any additional questions or comments?
Got it.
All in favor of the person approving the personnel report, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Our personnel report is approved. Accounts payable vouchers, Connie.
Have a docket of bills submitted for payment. I would request your approval to pay our bills.
Motion
we
to.
Have to-
A motion to accept the or to approve the accounts payable vouchers.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Roush.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Anderson.
I got this one with me.
All right. Let the games begin. Additional questions and discussion.
Oh, I didn't join.
Hearing none.
Our docket is getting smaller.
Same thing every month.
Yeah.
Beginning to look the same.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much excitement.
Any additional questions? Mr. Burnett?
Connie, on page 16, there's a payment to Cloud Cat Creek Career.
That's our vocab. Is it about $16,000,
$17,000? Is that an annual payment?
Yeah, it's about what we get from the state.
Okay.
We also pay individually for any students that participate in a particular class, like a cosmetology or something like that. Those we pay separately as tuition. But yes, that's an annual bill.
Okay.
We've had the motion. All in favor of paying our bills? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Pay our accounts payable vouchers, January 20th. Board and superintendent reports. I'll start with community council. We met last week. I think not a whole lot to, with the exception of Rocky, I should know the Winter Carnival at Cumberland. We talked about that a little bit February the 5th, and Rocky's Magic Show is going to be ready to go for that. We know that.
I'm doing a levitation trip.
Working hard on that. So,
should be a little tighter.
Wasn't a whole lot more. I thought Rocky in that meeting, which was good, but wasn't extremely well attended, but again, another opportunity to kind of explain where things are with the referendum question and other items. It was beneficial in that light. I don't know if anything else that you can think of from that. Board teacher discussion? Anything?
We meet tomorrow.
Finance strategic planning. Rocky, I think maybe I'm on that committee, but I thought you want to bring up the final document that we put together with that, and I thought there was actually some pretty good discussion with Dr. Hummels, but there's a 4 or 5 page document that goes along with that.
And we have the short-term and long-term funding action plans. We think we're close to finishing, and so we're in the final revision. Everyone's looking them over. So we think that the strategies 1 and 2, their action plans are complete. And then we're still working through strategies 1 through 6. Our next meeting is coming up February, I want to say 8th. It's 6, I think, February 8th at 4 o'clock. And we're probably maybe a couple of meetings away from getting those action plans finished. And then we'll bring the cohort group back together and do the presentations of those action plans. So we're staying on track and very happy with the short, long-term funding action plans. I think everyone will be very happy with it. David's on that group as well, mm-hmm. and Dottie. And so I think that everyone will be pleased with some of the plans, I think, that we have established.
You guys have anything else to add to that? I mean, I know you were at the last meeting as well, and I wasn't at one of the other ones, but anything else that you
remain
to add?
Okay,
Foundation, West Lafayette Schools, we had a meeting this past Thursday, I believe it was. One of the things discussed was certainly possibility. Well, first, we did accept a new Foundation board member and Hallie Gorup. There still are a couple other folks that are out there that we're in discussion with. Secondly, we talked about a little bit about the strategic plan. Who just might fund the strategic plan when we get to that important part, and that certainly is something that would, I think, make great sense for the foundation. It's a very all-encompassing to me, and this is me speaking, and not for the foundation. This is kind of is what a foundation should do, and I think it is probably a consensus of the group. The next question is how to raise the money and begin that process. But I think I thought that they did a good job of kind of planting that seed. That would be a worthwhile long-term project.
And I didn't mean to leave out Mary Beth. She's also on the short long-term funding committee. Been helping us.
Certainly has. So that was the gist of the main gist of the meeting. Glass. Anything else?
Still there.
Yeah, still there. Health and wellness.
Working on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's those New Year's resolutions, right? High ability.
One more.
Legislative liaison.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is probably the scariest session I think we are going to see. Well, next year will probably be scary, but the how fast things are moving right now is just incredible. We had about 5 bills out there that would have helped us. Only one is going to be heard, and that will be tomorrow. Superintendents are going down. That's Ron Alting's bill. And while he's asking for 6% out of our CPF, you'd think he was asking for all the gold in the world. And it's not so much, it's why they're not hearing bills that has really caught my attention, and what we're seeing from the state. And it's pretty scary. Next week is the last week for bills to be heard, and then they got to get amended into other bills if you have a chance. So I wish you all the best tomorrow, and good luck with that. And I'll be following. I'm right behind their heels, so it seems to change every day. So.
Yes. Okay, negotiations?
Nothing at this point.
In the neighborhood coalition. Park board.
It's on Monday.
Okay. West Lafayette Purdue Community Partnership. Anything new there? I don't think. City Council Redevelopment.
I do have a report, a summary, a year's summary from the Redevelopment Commission. I was going to have that to you ahead of time, but I came in late. But I'll get a copy of that so you can see the activity of the Redevelopment Commission from the past year.
Public Schools Foundation. I don't know if we've been anything going on there. Brad or Brad, whoever's who's on that.
Diane,
actually. That's right. Safe routes to school, so I don't think there's anything new there. All right, communication from the audience, non-agenda items. Last chance. That's too bad. Future meetings, Wednesday, February 3rd, which will be a regular board meeting. We do have a work session after this. Wednesday, February 17th, and we'll have a work session as well. And then we're back to our March 3rd regular board meeting.
Mr. Karpik, if I could, I recommend that on February 17th, if the board still wants to, we meet in an executive session at 6:30, and then we'll do a work session at 7.
Okay.
So we can keep track of what's going on with the legislation and the financials of the state.
Okay. The winner.
Budget training.
Okay.
If that's okay with everyone.
Can we get a motion to adjourn?
And then 7 p.m. work session.
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Rouse. Second.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Burnett. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I don't think we're in the opposition. Meeting is adjourned.